The fact this was getting on Larry Butterfield. Butterfield is B, B as in boy, B-U-T-T-E-R-F-I-E-L-D. T as in Thomas. Butterfield. Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 5-6-49. Date of visit is 12-7-22. Please make a copy for Kimberly Keller. Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R, Kimberly Keller, D-O, in New Smyrna Beach. Next paragraph. Dear Kimberly, thank you for sending Larry Butterfield for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of obstructive sleep apnea and shortness of breath. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male who has a history of obstructive sleep apnea and history for snoring, has been unable to use a CPAP mask, and has gained weight, period. The patient had his polysomnogram done more than 5 years ago. He is short of breath with the activity, and he also has a history of diabetes and coronary artery disease and hypertension. He denied any chest pains, but has mild leg swelling, and he denied any cough, but does have some wheezing. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for diabetes mellitus type 2, history for hypertension. He has a history for hand surgery, as well as history of coronary artery bypass graft times 3, as well as coronary artery stenting times 1. He had a right knee replacement surgery, and several foot surgeries. He also has polyneuropathy from diabetes. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking, and does not drink alcohol. He was a cabinet maker and has been exposed to dust and asbestos in the past, and paint products. Next line, family history. Father died of pancreatic cancer. Mother died of old age. Next line, system review. The patient has fatigue, denies weight loss. He has cataracts. He has dizzy attacks and denies hoarseness and nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency and has shortness of breath and wheezing. No abdominal pains, no black stools or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. Has no anxiety or depression. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness, and denies headaches, seizures, and numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. He has easy bruising. Next, medication list. Metformin 1000 mg BID, glipizide 10 mg BID, albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN, lisinopril 5 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, and aldactone 50 mg daily, trazodone 50 mg such as prasugrel 10 mg a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese elderly male. Alert, no acute distress, no pallor, icterus, clubbing, but has mild edema. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 76, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 228, saturation 95. HGNT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat was injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the basis. occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart yards, some sort of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will mild edema with varicosities. No calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, lung nodules. Number 4 is hypertension and diabetes mellitus. And number 6 is exogenous obesity. Can you please add in the first paragraph? Next paragraph. I'm sorry, please add in the first paragraph. The patient's chest CT done on 9/19/22 showed multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules 1.5 by 0.8 in the left upper lobe and 0.8 centimeter on the left upper lobe and 0.9 centimeter in the left lower lobe, as well as 1.4 centimeter in nodule in the right lower lobe and a 1.2 centimeter nodule in the right upper lobe. These were unchanged from a previous CT done in September of 2019. So please add that in the first paragraph. Okay, next final paragraph, plan. Plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and arterial blood gas study. The patient will need a polysomnogram, and he wants to get a dental device or Inspire to treat his obstructive sleep apnea since he is unable to use the CPAP mask. He was also advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, TIDPRN for shortness of breath. And a copy of his recent labs will be requested, and a follow-up will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation, Dr. Souza.